Eric Zorn is the publisher of the Picayune Sentinel, a weekly newsletter you can get for free if you email ericzorn@gmail.com. You remember him, the longtime Tribune columnist, now a mincing rascal, and the publisher of that weekly newsletter, the Picayune Sentinel. Hi, Eric Zorn.
Hey, John, how are you?
You had a senior moment recently, did you?
I did. I got crosswise with the CWB Chicago blog. They had posted a story on their website. It's a crime blog, if anyone doesn't know about them. And they follow a lot of the mayhem in Chicago, and they posted a story saying, Chicago man shot a senior citizen in a rent dispute, prosecutors say. It talks about a 35-year-old man who shot a 61-year-old victim, and the headline called him a senior citizen. So I tweeted on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. I said, you know, come on, CWB Chicago, a 61-year-old is not a senior citizen. And the haters came out of the woodwork and just piled on and dragged me, wished me death, accused me of all kinds of things. And so I took a look at the law. And I realized that I had actually been wrong about that. I had been wrong. A 61-year-old, under the laws of Illinois, you are a senior citizen for purposes of prosecution if you are assaulted. You're like a child in some ways. That it enhances the penalties. For those. So you are a senior citizen. I get 60 or 70 negative comments about my character and my past and my sexual preferences and everything else. It just went on and on.
I mean, it would seem to me like your error was in favor, would favorably regard older people, as if to say, in your 60s is not a senior citizen. You're not old yet. I mean, why would anybody take offense to that?
Well, I think that there's just a real defensiveness that is out there regarding this CWB Chicago blog. It's run anonymously by people who won't say who they are, what their motives are, who funds them, or anything like that. And I don't know why, because I think they do a pretty good job. I mean, you and I think have spoken about stories that they've broken there, and I don't have any problem with the site. I just feel like journalists should put their name on what they do, and they should stand behind what they do. And these people don't.
Sure.
We don't know who writes their stories, and so I've criticized them for that, but I've never taken particular issue with their accuracy. I just was kind of giving them I was tweaking them because I thought that describing someone as a 61-year-old, it makes it sound like, you know, the guy's going down the street with his walker and he's taking about three steps for every block on the sidewalk. And some guy comes up and beats him, and this is this horrible thing. And 61-year-olds, I mean, I'm 66. I mean, it's not like I don't understand what aging is like, but I don't feel like someone who is 61 should be called a senior citizen. So it was, you know, a mild tweak, but they just came out of the woodwork and they were right. You know, I mean, in some ways people were saying like, you don't know the state law. What are you doing? And I honestly, I didn't consult the state law or the Federal Older Americans Act or the Illinois Identification Card Act or the Statewide Senior Citizen Victimizer Database Act or the Financial Exploitation of the Elderly Act, all of which set that line at 60.
60. Well,
yeah.
Great. If they want to afford extra protection to any group of people, I guess that's good. Too bad for the 59-year-olds to get hit with a stick. But at 60, we'll afford them extra protection in the law or penalty for the person that assaults them. I had to laugh. Somebody named Trent tweeted at you, "You're wrong, and at Denny's Diner is correct. At Denny's, 15% off for seniors who are 55 and older." Eric,
I know, and you saw that picture that I posted. I mean, this is the picture of the Denny's ad that I posted. How old, that guy looks like he's 75. You know,
okay,
he looks like he's 55.
Eric Zorn, the columnist who writes weekly now in his own publication called the Picayune Sentinel. Email ericzorn@gmail.com. He'll hook you up. It's kind of funny, Eric. The people that have gone out of their way to subscribe say such horrible things to you when you said that people at 60 are not senior citizens. I mean, I don't even want to read some of these things on the air, but they're your subscribed readers, for crying out loud.
Well, no, these are people on Twitter.
How did they? All right, but then, oh, because you tweeted out about this. Yeah.
I don't think they're my subscribers. My subscribers tend to be a much more thoughtful bunch than
what I'm reading.
Dragging me on Twitter. And, you know, and the thing is, like, you know, they were right. They were correct about the law. And there are some people who politely pointed out, you know, hey, look at state law. You should look at state law before you try to tweet. They were fair. It was fair, but you know. You know,
the age at which I think in vernacular, in passing, when would I describe someone as a senior citizen? I would say Medicare. I would say 65. I might even say 70, to be honest with you. But I understand your gaffe. And to me, 65 or 70 would be the number, Eric.
Yeah, I've got, but right now, 94% of people, I have an online poll, I got 426 votes on my online poll, and 96% of people say that 65 or older is senior, and only 4% say 60. So,
there's nothing wrong with that. And it's okay to be over the age of 60 or 65, for crying out loud.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, as someone who's there, you know, I mean, I didn't consider myself a senior citizen until I got there. And I don't even know exactly what that term means. It just seems to imply, a certain frailty and weakness. I don't really particularly like the term. Elderly is even worse, I guess. But
mature.
Mature. I'll go with mature. Yeah, I don't know.
What did you make of Jon Stewart's return to TVs on Monday nights now?
I really liked it. I really missed his delivery. I missed his style. I missed his just everything about it. And I thought that he made an excellent point last night. He talked a lot about the age problem that Trump and Biden have, that these are two really old guys running for president, and they look like they're going to be the nominees of their party. He bases this on, first of all, there's all kinds of clips of both these men having these moments where they just forget really obvious things. There's polling that shows that there's a significant percentage of voters who are quite concerned about Joe Biden's age. And I share that concern. I still think that he is a far better candidate for president than Donald Trump, and I'll vote for him in a heartbeat. I don't care how many mistakes he makes. But what Stewart showed was a whole bunch of Biden advisors and supporters saying, like, look, I talked to him, and he's sharp, he's engaged, he's focused, he knows his material, he's on the ball. And then there's all these clips of him, like at his news conference the other day, just seeming weak and losing his train of thought all the time. And Jon Stewart said, well, is anybody videotaping these moments where Joe Biden is in command and focused? And if so, let's just show those. Rather than, like, right now what's happening is that anyone who, like me, brings this up gets heavily criticized, like, don't say that, don't amplify this narrative that Joe Biden is senescent. And I say, look, this isn't my narrative. This isn't my problem. The problem that the Democrats have is going to be exciting Democratic voters to get out and vote for Joe Biden. And they're going to have to show a candidate who is large and in charge. And they're going to have to show video of that. He's going to have to come out and do speeches. He's going to have to give interviews. The fact that he turned down the interview before the Super Bowl, I think, was a big mistake on his part. There was this thing like, well, I don't want to ruin the people's football day with politics. You got an audience of tens of millions of people, and you can show yourself to be in command. And he didn't do it. And I don't know. And instead, he put out a TikTok video about Travis Kelce's mother's chocolate chip cookies or something stupid like that. So I thought Jon Stewart was on point. And this is an issue, and I know Democrats want it to go away, but it's there. It's there. Like, well over half the voting public, even Democrats, are concerned about Joe Biden's abilities, and so he's going to have to show us. Don't just tell us he's doing well. You know, show us videos.
I don't think there was much in the Hur report that we didn't know, right? I mean, yes, he's a well-intended older man whose memory fails him sometime. We knew that. We know that about Donald Trump as well. Donald Trump is more energetic and more physically able, it seems, but that's a baggage. There's baggage with Donald Trump. I would rather the media, we got it, and there ain't nothing happening that we don't already know about the age and mental gaffes of these guys. Tell me what would happen if they were president. What would the economy be like? What would the border be like? What would the education be like? I would rather somebody, instead of just polling on the attitude people have about their ages, I'd like to see someone actually talk to me about what their policies would do. But that's A Conversation for the Mincing Rascals. Eric, we're out of time today. You are a regular on the Mincing Rascals panel. You'll be able to join us tomorrow, right?
I will talk to you tomorrow, John. Yes.
Let's make more of this conversation that way then.